And now we say good morning to Michelle Singletary once again this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What brought you to this type of expertise in finance?
Well, I have to tell you, I was born a penny pincher. It's my gifting. I believe everybody is born with a gifting. And I learned a lot of what I know from my grandmother, Big Mama, who never made more than $13,000 a year. And yet I watched this woman who took in five grandchildren, didn't accept welfare, very proud. And she was able to save and feed us and keep a roof over our heads with just practically nothing. And I watched her do that. And I said, if she can do that, certainly as I progress, I can do that too. And I can teach others what she taught me, which is to live below your means, which is to despise debt, which is to save every dollar that you get, save a piece of it for the time that it's going to rain. That's why we call it a rainy day fund. Because as my grandmother, my mom used to say, because it's always going to rain.
As you mentioned, you have that family gene, so to speak, that penny pinching gene, as you described it. Have you run into people who you have made into converts, people who didn't necessarily have that gene?
I have a lot of Michelle devotees around the country. You know, I speak a lot. And so I also practice what I preach. And then I do a lot of volunteering. I have a program at my church called Prosperity Partners. And then I introduce as part of that program the 21-Day Financial Fast. There's a book by the same title. So for 21 days, you can't spend anything that is not a necessity, can't spend on anything that's not a necessity, and you can't use credit. And so between those two things, there are people who have been converted to penny pinchers. Because what I show them is that so many of us spend money and we don't even realize it.
Right.
I always tell people, when you go to the ATM, you know, what's ATM stand for? So typically people say automatic teller machine. And I say it's always taking money.
Michelle, we went out to the streets and tried to find some folks who wanted to talk about financial matters. And we ran into a gentleman by the name of Greg Baresi. He is a local street musician who also performs other events like local hospitals, bars, and venues along those lines. He and his wife want to buy a home soon, and that's where the whole situation gets a little bit tricky. This is what he had to say.
Well, right now I'm trying to buy a house for the first time and having a little bit of trouble getting a loan because without a traditional job arrangement, it makes it difficult to prove your income to the bank.
Have at it, Michelle. How can you help Greg out?
Well, I would advise Greg and his wife, first of all, to find in the area a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And they have first-time home buyer programs where will help he and his wife position themselves to buy a home. Now, if you have irregular income, you can still get a home. You just have to show the financial institution usually about 3 years of income through your tax statements that you can bring the income in, even if it's irregular.
Well, Michelle Singletary, we're looking forward to seeing you in Buffalo, and thank you very much for your time this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and I hope to see many of your listeners there. It is going to be an amazing evening of a conversation about money. And trust me on this, it won't be boring. You won't be rolling your eyes. You won't be yawning. It's a very engaging conversation to just sort of talk about what you're doing with your money and maybe to allay some of your fears.
Michelle, again, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.